What's up?
Hello.
Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Scotty.
Why do I sound like a fucking pelican when I do that? Hello, Elliot.
No, hey, Scotty, how you doing?
So stupid.
We're just sitting here on this dock.
Yeah, we're just stoop kids.
Yeah, stealing food from tourists.
Just eating rice and our heads are blowing up.
Yep.
Is that real, by the way?
I don't think so, but it's fun to think about.
I've seen a bunch of pigeons eat a bunch of food from an ice cream spot in town, and I've never seen a pigeon blow up.
You know, a lot of people will poison pigeons intentionally because they think they're like sky rats. They think they're dirty.
Sky rats?
Yeah. They think they're fucking rats of the sky.
Rats of the sky. I feel like that's pterodactyls.
Well, it was. Not anymore.
It was. You think pterodactyls was like an old age pigeon?
Yeah, they were just everywhere, shitting on prehistoric cars.
Oh my god, the shit that would come out of a pterodactyl.
Yeah.
It'd be an awkward...
It would make mine look normal.
That's a whole different episode.
Yeah, well, we should talk about dinosaur shit for a solid hour one day, we got to do some research.
Yeah. No, I don't. Do that. I don't.
Oh, you know enough?
No, I know enough.
You are the Ross Geller of the group. I've always said that.
I fucking am. I am. Welcome to Dad Bod Podcast.
Yeah.
Because that's where I am in life.
Yeah, me too, man. Real in that groove.
We're sweating. We're fucking making. We're making music videos today.
That's
true. We're doing so much fucking cool shit. We're hanging out. Right?
Yeah.
It's been a while, Elliot.
Yeah, it has. Well, you know, life happens. Yeah. You know?
Recession.
Mm-hmm.
It's
really the economy's fault that we haven't done a show in a month or whatever.
It's exactly what it was. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Goldman Sachs. H&R Block.
Dented tomato soup cans.
Yep.
NASCAR. How bad that's doing now.
Yep. Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You're exactly right.
It's all contributing.
Honestly, the entire grenadine situation, that was most of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I just did look at that and say grenadine.
Oh, yeah, there's some grenadine.
Yeah, it might be grenadine. I don't know how to spell that. So, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're broadcasting from Freeman's Pub.
Freeman's Pub, the new home.
The new home.
Podcast or Bad Seed Podcast.
I think so. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Thank you, Brad, for letting us do it here.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Shout out. Go to Freeman's and don't fuck up.
Downtown Gastonia.
Yeah.
We will have the address next time.
Come see me bartending, bitches.
Yeah. Scotty works here now.
Yeah.
It's a brand new thing.
A little bit. Ha ha. I look good doing it, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Dude. You weren't here.
No, I ended up going to see our friend Tyler.
Way more important, apparently.
Well, you know, I don't see Tyler a lot. He lives pretty far away.
You don't see me bartending a lot.
Well, but now I will.
Maybe, if you fucking come see my collared shirts and my flip bottle shit.
I thought you were wearing, halter tops and stuff.
You don't know how many bottles I fucking flipped that night, dog.
Is that why there's so many broken bottles in the trash?
Yes, and I didn't take out the trash.
Nice.
Because it would break.
The bag kept ripping.
Yeah, that's all.
Ripping bags.
That's all I am. That's all we do here is rip bags, baby.
Ripping bags.
Today, what are we talking about?
We got a few things. I know there's some Game of Thrones news I want to get into.
Woo!
Yeah. Got some Am I the Asshole questions, like always.
You always an asshole, baby.
Yep.
Always.
You got a few things?
I got a couple weird news stories that I found.
Okay.
Little incredible news stories.
Yeah.
Very heroic.
Oh, really?
Yes. Out of the depths of Louisiana.
Ooh.
It's
flooding there right now.
That's why there's heroes.
Yeah.
There's never heroes when good shit's happening.
Yeah, they never fixed it. That's the fucked up thing about it, is like they had that one really bad flood. Katrina.
I thought you were going to call her Katorsa.
Katina. It was Hurricane Katina.
What was the girl from Mortal Kombat's name?
Katana.
Katana.
Yeah, Hurricane Katana would be way scarier. If somebody was like, Hurricane Katana's coming up the coast.
Oh, man. There's going to be a Goro soon.
Hurricane Goro.
Hurricane
Johnny Cage.
Hurricane Shang Tsung.
I've never seen a hurricane with his shirt off. But I think it could happen.
I've never seen a hurricane with a finisher.
A fatality. Well, there have been plenty of those.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what are we getting in first?
You want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start it off.
You got something good for us?
I think so. I don't know. Let's start with some fucking...
With some fucking?
Yeah.
Is this the episode?
All right. Yeah, let's start with some fucking. This is sex stories. Weird Reddit sex stories.
Oh, okay. I liked this the other day.
I got a couple of these. These are fun. These are always weird. But also, they always leave them very, like... I mean, they're always so open-ended. Let me get into the first one, because this is it. My mom met my first boyfriend while he was in me.
Ooh.
That's it.
That's the whole thing?
That's it.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I want to know how it went.
Were they, you know, was it like a thing where they didn't realize?
I think they were intercoursing.
Well, no, I mean, I accepted that part.
Oh, you mean the parent?
Did the parent realize or not?
I think her being a mother, they know what sex is.
Well, they did at least once.
One time.
It could have just been one time.
They could have done it the hood way.
Right.
I'm
sorry? What?
Okay. No. All right. Let me back up. So there's this new Netflix show, and it's about people that's in prison. And they definitely made like an actual show with like these people are going to get out of prison and be famous for this fucking show.
Right.
Like they made stories out of like storylines out of shit going on in prison.
Yeah.
But there was this lesbian chick that had a wife on the outside and they want to have a baby. And what she said was, we might just do it the hood way, and it's basically have her brother jack off in a room while her wife is laid there spread eagle, and when he's about to nut, he runs into her with his sword.
Right.
And then that's it. Like, no fucking.
There was Ron Bennington, a great radio host, used to do this bit where he'd talk about, yeah, my buddy, he's infertile, and he wanted me to... you know, impregnate his wife. And I was happy to do it, but, you know, I kept pulling out. And that's that. It's the hood way, you know.
It took six weeks.
Yeah, we've been trying for months.
We went to dinner.
I just keep pulling out. It's the best bit.
That's good. But that's the hood way to do it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I've never... Well, I mean, I've heard of the hood way, but I've never heard of it called that.
The Gastonia way to do it, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, the Gastonia way to do it is at 14.
Oh.
That's the way to get pregnant in Gastonia.
Just go to middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. All right, the next one is... The first time I had sex with, and it's blank, he whispered, I'm a motherfucking legend, while thrusting.
I could, well, you know.
Bro, good for him.
Maybe if you were finishing.
What, like, the confidence.
Yeah.
I've never had that much confidence in my life.
I don't think I have either.
I think there's been a Ric Flair woo a couple times.
I think if I was going to whisper anything, it would be like, this is happening. Like, that would be the closest.
Wow, this is fun!
Yeah. Whoa!
Wow! That might not happen either.
I mean, I don't know. It's
with the recession.
Things to say while you're banging. There's not a whole lot of ones that are really super great.
I mean, no. I mean, I saw a thing on Facebook that's like things that you can say in a restaurant that also applies to having sex, and they would work.
Hold the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Like shit like that. I feel like there are things that you can say like.
Just slap the end of it.
Yeah, it's turbo time.
It's turbo time. Yeah. And hand to God, my boss, whenever it starts to get busy, he'll be like, all right, y'all, get your turbos on. And that's now translated into me quietly just being like, it's turbo time.
It's turbo time. All right, the next one. I got a nosebleed while riding a guy and didn't notice. And then I sneezed huge amounts of blood all over him. Then I almost passed out and fell off his dick. He cried and tried to take me to the hospital.
Well, think about how jarring that is. Like, because first of all, my first thought would be like, I was powerful enough to do this.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my head would go.
It's like, I deviated her septum.
Right.
With my piece.
Yeah, like, I almost made her head explode because of my penis. And then quickly that thought would go, yeah, it probably didn't happen.
Yeah, or you just find out she has a horrible habit.
Oh, right, that too.
The nose habit, yeah.
The nose habit.
The nose habit. the last one I got was, I ate a lot of pizza before going to bed with this girl I just started dating. At the time, I didn't know I was starting to develop lactose intolerance.
Ooh.
After interrupting sex twice to go to the bathroom, I went back to her, let out an uncontrollable wet fart, and shat on the bed. Worst part, it was her parents' bed.
Ooh, that is the worst part. It's definitely the worst part of that story.
I don't know if that's the worst part.
I mean,
what kind of pizza was it?
It's probably like a Supreme.
Yeah, olives.
Or extra cheese if he's lactose.
Yeah, olives do that. Olives are bad for you.
I said lactose.
Oh.
He doesn't have enough toast tolerance.
Just a lack of toast.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Just a lack of toast intolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never shit myself during sex. I threw up during sex once, but I ran into the bathroom to do it.
I've clenched a shitload.
Yeah. So you come close?
Well, no, I've came all the way. I've came all the way.
You weren't even close. You were all the way, but...
Yeah. But there's been a... I tied a bow on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the back area.
I mean, sometimes you have to.
It was like, switch positions? No.
No.
I will not get up. These legs are crossed for a reason.
I did have the spin so bad once that I couldn't be on my back, which is a real hindrance for me.
Yeah.
Being my size.
That's a big guy thing.
I do a lot of my work on my back.
I do my hip, my biggest lifting on my back. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, it was pretty rough.
I want to know how the rest of that went. How did that
happen? Oh, that was when I tried to get off my back, or I'm sorry, when I tried to get on my back, I stayed on my back for about... I would say it felt like longer, but it was probably about 20 seconds. And then I just went, like, hold on. And there was an ensuite bathroom. And I ran into the ensuite and started dry heaving. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, well, I just killed the fucking mood. Like, this is done. Not the case.
No.
No, I was very surprised.
Sometimes shit works out.
Yeah, it does. But that time, I mean.
I do want to know... did you do the big guy roll out of the bed?
Oh, it was like a...
did you swing the leg like you just did a... Like you just like took a bump on the mat wrestling?
I almost kicked her in the face trying to get out of that bed.
Good fucking
I mean, boy. I was hurrying. I didn't, though, because I'm a gentleman.
Okay. I was going to say, you could apologize now if you want.
Yeah. Sorry for that shiner. I just had to puke.
Sorry. But apparently you didn't have to, so that's good.
No, it was totally dry. Just like most of my sexual experience.
Yeah, because you got to shoot up. You're on your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Gross. What's this Game of Thrones stuff you were talking about?
Oh, so there's been some new details released. Ooh. They're doing prequels to the series. And it's not just a prequel. It's like a heavy, heavy prequel because apparently now we know it's going to take place in the Age of Heroes. So
is it the one that's, from what I heard, it's like thousands of years in advance?
Yeah. So what it is like, you know, Bran the Builder, the guy who built the wall.
It's Bob the Builder.
Oh, that's right. Can we build it?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
So it takes place during that age where it's not like the Seven Kingdoms. Apparently it's about 100 kingdoms all split up. The North being the biggest, I think. There's going to be Starks. There's going to be direwolves. They're still going to be around. No Lannisters, because, you know, Casterly Rock was stolen from the Casterlys by the Lannisters. So that's going to be the house. No Lannisters at first. But there is a Lannister from the Age of Heroes that swindles out.
So it's like in-depth.
Yeah, so basically in the lore of of this in all the books, people just kind of vaguely know about the Age of Heroes.
Yeah.
And basically this is going to be like where they just set it all in stone. This is going to be what happened. And it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, set for 2025.
No, it's 20. They're filming it now.
What?
Yeah, so like it should be out next year.
Shit's not weak.
Yeah, it's going to be sooner than you think, because you got to remember, Game of Thrones wants, or I'm sorry, Netflix wants that Game of Thrones money, and they want it fucking bad. Did I say Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean HBO.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that's going to be.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay.
But HBO is never going to have a time.
That's the one thing that HBO is going to hold on to.
Oh, they'll never let it go.
Well, I mean, we thought that with Trailer Park Boys.
Well, you know, it's a little bit different.
No, it's not.
The Trailer Park Boys, I was on that show real early, and I haven't watched any of the Netflix stuff. But
because you don't have to, because it's stupid.
That's what I've heard, and I watched a little bit. It's just, I don't know. I like that it looked like
shitty.
Yeah, that a girl at work asked me. She started watching it for the first time, and she was like, "Wait, so but it's not real, right?" Like, and that was the best question, because honestly, I saw it in the first time I ever saw it. It was the middle of the night on satellite TV on like one of those weird channels that shows like Latin music videos,
yeah,
or like Canadian music videos,
those
and
are
then
the best channels.
And I was watching it, and for the first 15 minutes, I had no idea if it was real or not. And that was what was so great about that show, is that it was just fucked up enough,
yeah,
and filmed in the right way.
I mean, the first season of that was fucking, like, what year was that? Like 2000, maybe?
98, 2000, 98. Somewhere around there. It was something like that.
It was before, I mean, Real World was out, but they weren't doing it big like that.
Yeah. It was, the first thing they did was like an hour-long documentary about these guys who got out of jail. And I think it was in black and white, if I remember right.
Yeah, you can still see that on YouTube.
Yeah, and it was amazing.
No plug.
Yeah. Big ups to our sponsor, YouTube.
Yeah, what's up,
YouTube?
Which isn't a thing. That's a joke.
We had to specify that.
Yeah, because I don't know, you can't probably get sued over shit like that.
That, you know, that is true. You can't actually say someone, yeah.
I don't know. Like, falsely sponsored someone?
Right.
I don't know how that works.
Well, yeah, because you got to protect people from like skinhead groups being like, "Thanks Adidas for sponsoring our skinhead group," or not skinheads, but you know, nationalists.
Anybody?
Yeah, because there are some okay skinheads.
Yeah, there's,
you know, there's good skinheads.
There's the good ones.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we do have a an Anchor page now. Anchor.
Oh yeah,
Anchor
that's
FM,
right.
And you can support this podcast. If you like all these motherfucking shits that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
you can go and subscribe, and you can do monthly things if you would like, or just make donations and make us be able to do this more. And, you know, with the recession, make it more a thing. Every little bit.
Yeah. Well, now that we have a new home.
We have a new home. We have a new home.
It's going to be easier to be more consistent.
It is.
Well, now the economy's getting stronger.
The economy is getting stronger.
It's getting a lot stronger.
Yeah. The economy is getting his juice back.
Yeah. How the economy got its flow back.
The economy's been doing pretty good. Other than the car wobbling.
Right, your car still wobbles. That's not changing. Stops when you get to 80, though. I remember that.
No, it really does. Yeah, you get to 80 and it stops. You just have to go 80 everywhere you go.
Yeah, it was super great going literally down a mountain that you could see. It looked like we were driving down a corkscrew.
You know what? It doesn't matter what road you're going down. If you know where you're going, then 80's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But did you know where we were going?
Where? What are you talking about?
When we were in App, or not App, but when we were in the mountains.
Oh, yeah, I had no clue.
We were following, of all people, Michael Black down a mountain.
No, you don't want to follow. You do not want to follow Michael the Comeback Kid Black.
No. Michael the Backwards Hat Black.
Oh, the Coconut Man.
Yeah.
No.
No, that was, we literally, you made me call him, and you were like, make him tell you he doesn't know where he's going.
Yeah, because and, I know that he did not know.
And he certainly didn't, and we were just kind of flying by the seat of our pants, but we ended up in, what's that little town?
Nowhere. Yeah. That's where it was.
Nowheresville, USA. Yeah. No, but it was great, you know. Rob's hat got blown across the street. You almost got hit by a car chasing it.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's how it works.
This is great.
Yeah, here we go, though. This is where we're at in life.
I am the coconut man. Yeah.
This is what the kids are into these days, Elliot.
I have a coconut and I have a plan. I am the coconut man.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I have a coconut and I have a plan.
Are you ready for this drop?
And I have two hands. And in both hands. In both hands. I have two coconuts. In my hands.
I am
the coconut man. I'm the coconut man.
Go away.
I wear a coconut colored shirt. I'm the coconut man. I have a coconut and I have a plan. Crack the coconut.
I would say this has a bunch of views, but it has 500 views.
I can't imagine why.
No, I mean, I feel like it's... It's just like Post Malone.
Yeah.
It's just like Avril Lavigne. Like, it's everything you want. I don't know why it hasn't blown up yet.
I mean,
just listen to how deep he goes.
I find is some coconut in my hand. I am the coconut man. If you crack me open, you will find some coconut juice in my blood.
Bro, that's deep.
I am the coconut man.
That's so deep. It's just. Hands.
I have coconut hair.
It's daiquiri, man.
Yo, he slaps. It slaps, bro. It slaps. This slaps heavy.
My new favorite slang that I'm not cool enough to use is slaps. Yeah.
Oh, bro. Low key, love this shit.
Oh, I'm low key. Dude, low key, this slaps.
Okay, I'm done. I said the word coconut, and that reminded me of that.
What parole officer sent you that?
It was. Brandy Givens.
Oh, okay.
Officer Brandy Givens.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Brandy. Cunt. That was a life ago. What else you got, Elliot?
I got, as always, some Am I the Asshole?
Ow. The juice.
Yeah.
That's another one.
The juice?
Yeah, you haven't used the juice enough.
Oh, yeah. What? I haven't used the juice? What do you mean?
Yeah, well... If you got something good, it means you got the juice.
Right. Or O.J. Simpson's at your house. In which case,
I would.
If you're a waiter or his wife, isn't a good thing.
Yeah. Well, he's good now.
Yeah, he's on Twitter again. Which, honestly, I should have pulled out some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe next time we'll go over O.J.'s tweets. Yeah,
we could do that.
That'd be
fun.
But if Norm McDonald's not here, then it's kind of hard.
That makes sense.
Which, and he told me he's not going to speak to me anymore after the issue.
After Twitter. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Twitter, Bad Seed has made a Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That I will soon start posting on.
Yeah. That is Elliot's job.
Yeah, I'm the Twitter man.
He is the Twitter man.
Yeah. I do the tweets.
Oh, yeah. He twats, bro. All
right. So, I got a few of my assholes.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, at least a couple. First one is... Am I the asshole for flashing my roommate my asshole?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Scotty lost his mic. All right. So.
No. It depends on what kind of roommate you are.
This one goes, so me and my roommate get along pretty well, but he doesn't have much respect for privacy. While we have separate rooms, he also comes barging into mine, Kramer style, to relay the day's events or just talk about nonsense.
Oh my God, that sounds like the best roommate in the world.
I've asked him multiple times to please knock before coming in, but he never does. And there aren't locks on our individual doors. Not that I think he'd steal from me or anything, but it isn't an option. So one day when I hear him coming in our front door, I pull down my pants and position my asshole for prime viewing.
Like while, I'm waiting, right?
Yeah, while in my room, yeah. In case he opens my door without knocking again. Which, sure enough, he does.
Okay.
He yells, dude, why don't you have any pants on? To which I respond, it's my room. Get out and knocks next time. It solved my problem, but some of our mutual friends think I'm a dick for forcing him to look at my asshole. Am I?
No. I think it falls under the Finders Keepers.
Finders law. Keepers?
Yeah, I think so.
Assholes Weepers?
I think it's your law of your room. Bird law. Falls under bird law.
Does it?
I think so. Possibly.
All right.
I would do... Elliot, knock, please.
Yeah, oh, always.
Always. I have a weird room.
Yeah.
Which we do not live together.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's a plan eventually.
It's going to be a sketchy house that involves us together soon.
Yeah.
We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
There might be a fire. A grease fire, if anything.
Right. I do cause some fires. Also, the bathroom situation.
Mm.
While we were looking, I was fingers crossed for a 1.5 bath or a 2 bath.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat and cheese that go into one platter.
Yeah. So I actually heard you shit right before we did this.
You sure did.
And I'm going to be honest, I don't want to share a bathroom, you know, because of the same. You know, I shit the same way, if not harder.
Yeah, it's like having a fully loaded super soaker. Full of wet popcorn. And you just let it all out at the same time.
Yeah.
That's exactly what just happened. Yeah.
Let the beat drop.
Yeah. It's because I have kidney diamonds right now.
Right. Oh, that's another thing we haven't talked about.
Yeah. I have kidney diamonds, guys. It sucks.
Yeah. Crushing that coal into diamonds.
Yeah. The colon into diamonds.
The coal into diamonds.
Yeah. These kidney diamonds are killing me. But, you know, if you drink light beers, and a lot of them, and cranberry juice, and water with lemons, apparently you're good. But it's not fun to poop until... It's not fun to push.
Oh, right, because there's some muscles all in the same area.
So you literally just have to just wait until...
Wait until it pops off.
And I didn't push that, by the way.
It's like, really?
Yeah, that came out.
Did some smoke, like, come out of the edge of the toilet?
Well,
like, in a little wisp?
I mean, would smoke come out of a super soaker with wet popcorn in it?
I mean, I don't know.
Body temperature popcorn?
Body temperature popcorn. Oh,
I don't think so. I don't think so. No smoke, but it will tell you my temperature.
Right.
Which is 97.6.
Hmm. Well, that's not bad.
I don't have a fever.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Honestly, might be a little low. Who's an asshole now?
All right, we got another one. Am I the asshole for ending a 6-month relationship because of my name? First of all, I'm from Asia and recently moved to America.
Oh boy.
Yeah. My name really isn't common like everyone here. I met this girl and we clicked together. We've gone out like casual boyfriend and girlfriend. The worst part of our dates is when she tries to pronounce my name or spell it. I mean, I understand it would be difficult at first because, as I said, my name isn't common, and she just calls me babe or baby just to avoid saying it. This went on for months, and I've been teaching her how to say it and how to spell it, but it just won't work, as if she can put it in her head how it sounds or spell. Okay, again, English is a second language.
I feel like this is this is a southern relationship.
Last week, I don't know what happened, but I just blew off when I asked her, how do you spell my name again? And she spelled it wrong. I argued with her because it's been 6 months that we have dated, and she still can't say my name right or spell it right. I told her how it has always bothered me, and I just kept it silent because I don't want something like that to ruin our relationship, but it feels like she isn't putting any effort in or she doesn't care. Am I the asshole for ending the relationship?
Look, man. Feel like if you've never been stabbed by her, then shut the fuck up. You get babe, that's good enough. I got stabbed by an ex-girlfriend one time.
Did you?
With a screwdriver.
Like a drink or an actual?
Oh, no, I didn't. Those drinks do haunt me, though. I can't drink orange juice anymore.
No. Yeah, we talked about that.
But, yeah, she stabbed while I was driving.
While you were driving?
Yeah, yeah. Flipped her out at a Walmart. East or West Gastonia Walmart, probably the best place to drop her off. She's really looking for a new goddamn boyfriend.
Well, if she's got a screwdriver, she's going to do all right there.
Well, I kept the screwdriver.
Oh, good. For evidence?
Well, no, the end of it was the magnet tip screwdrivers. Those are fucking $13 a piece. I'm not letting her have that shit.
Pulled off the rod in your leg.
Yeah. It's like, no, it's mine. That was the last right. thing I said to her.
No, it's mine.
No, it's my screwdriver.
No, it's mine.
Yeah, dude. Don't be a bitch, you know?
Right. I mean, I guess you could, okay.
My entire family cannot spell my name right, the way.
Really?
It's so simple. Scotty.
Yeah.
With an I-E.
Yeah. Do they do the Y?
I'm 22 years old now. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
But any time there's a transaction of anything with my name on it, there's a Y.
Yeah.
And I confront them. I haven't stabbed anybody. But this dude needs to shut the fuck up.
Well, I will say this.
Or I need to shut the fuck up.
I have... Okay. If you take any relationship problem and say, at least she didn't stab you, unless the relationship problem is she murdered me, then it's going to be not as bad.
Exactly. Well, tell us... Dude, just shut up his little butt up, you know? Just shut up, little butthole.
But my thing is I got my name Elliot. Is mine is spelled with two T's because I'm named after the NASCAR driver, Bill Elliott.
Rest in peace.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. He's very much alive. As is his
to
son.
To you.
Yes.
To you.
I have been thinking about getting a number 9 back piece just for him.
You should get a McDonald's back piece.
Number 9 Coors Dock back piece. Or the Midnight McDonald's, the Midnight Mac, the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Honestly, if you just do some kind of portrait style Ronald and Bill Elliott, you know,
just
and Bill's prime, you know, when he was all McDonald's all the time, a little bit of Gatorade.
Yeah, a little bit. Just on the heart patch.
Just like with the hand over the shoulder and their buds. Like,
yeah.
Like Bill hangs out with him.
But
that would be a good back piece.
But it's two T's instead of one T. Now I've looked it up, obviously, because it's my name. If your last name is Elliot, you spell it with two T's. If your first or middle name is Elliot, you spell it with one T. That's the traditional way. But I've had people, what gets me is like, if somebody messaged me on Facebook, right? And they have to click on my name in order to do that. But they still just spell it with one T. And it's like you had to click on it, and then there's a little box above you while you're typing that says it, right?
Some people just don't know no better.
I guess. I guess it was somebody with a common name, they don't,
Elliot,
you know.
Did she stab you?
No, but she did leave a T off my name, which is pretty bad.
That is pretty bad. It's pretty embarrassing on their part.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It makes you look like a fucking nerd. Like, know your spelling, you know?
Yeah.
That's so stupid. People are so fucking stupid.
But, you know, it's all, we all have our cross to bear. Some of us get stabbed. Some of us have our names slightly misspelled.
And some of us go through recessions.
A lot of recessions.
Or just one.
Just one recession.
How about, I got some fun news.
All right.
I got some fun news. I looked these up a couple days ago, so I don't really remember what these are.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just going to click and love them. If I loved them a week ago, I'm probably going to love them now.
I agree.
Blah, blah, blah. So YouTuber Elijah Daniel, I don't know if you know who this is.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah,
but
nobody knows who he is.
Right.
He buys a town, and he renames it Gay Hell to troll Donald Trump.
Oh.
Elijah Daniel has been behind a number of stunts aimed at trolling President Donald Trump. Said he bought it as an act of rebellion against Trump's administration, rejecting requests from U.S. embassies to fly the rainbow flag during Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did that.
Anyways, he legit named a small town Gay Hell. Good for him.
Yeah. What is it about the location of the town that
Gay Hell, Michigan?
Oh, it's in Michigan?
Yeah, it's where Stranger Things
is. So, he bought Detroit.
Yeah.
You didn't say you bought Detroit.
Yeah, well, you know, the water thing.
Yeah. No, that's Flint.
Same.
That's Flint.
Yeah, sure.
Or I'm sorry, as we should call it now, Gay Hill.
Yeah, that's Gay Hill, Michigan. that's, I just thought it was interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know how much it costs to buy a town and rename it.
Well, it depends on how many YouTube subscribers you have, sir.
Right. This is the day and age we live in that it did not surprise me that a YouTube star could buy a city.
Yeah, well, all right, I'm going to show you this picture. This is the next thing I got.
All right, it looks like a
little green, weird, looks like it's about to rain, right?
Yeah, it looks like a Doppler radar.
It is. A swarm of ladybugs so huge it shows up on a National Weather Service radar.
That's what's up.
That's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
What?
In my head, I was like, dude, that looks like a bunch of ladybugs.
Thought it was a bunch of ladybugs?
Yeah. I don't know if there's been any deaths, but there is a shitload of ladybugs in SoCal right now.
Oh.
It looks like a light rainstorm, but it's not.
It's a ladybug storm.
This might be the picture to this podcast.
Yeah.
Just so you can figure out what the fuck's going on. The mass of beetles was spotted heading south just before 9 p.m. on Tuesday night. Watch the fuck out. The weather watchers lost the sight. shoving about to,
watch out. There's ladybugs.
It's like arachnophobia, but for pussies.
Right.
And if somebody didn't want any other, like, if you just wanted shit to fall on you and you cry and nothing must have ever happened.
Right.
Run into this patch of ladybugs.
Yeah, fair enough.
If it really destroyed a city, ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
Oh, man.
But city bugs are the best.
City bugs are the best. I just saw a couple.
Hoity-toity city bugs.
Hoity-toity. Brings me to another point. I'm gonna hold off on this last. I'm going to hold off on this last news article that I found.
Nougat.
Yeah. Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear?
Remember Yogi Bear?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody does. Why the fuck was he Italian?
Hey, boo-boo. Was he Italian?
I think.
Hey,
right?
A picnic basket. Yeah, I guess you
could. Hey!
Hey.
Give me your stuff.
Now it doesn't sound like Yogi Bear.
Well, I don't know. I don't know accents that great.
When's the last time you heard Yogi Bear?
Well, I talked about this. This is a conversation I had earlier today. Yogi Bear wore a fucking fedora.
That's true.
It looked like he was in a bear mafia.
Yeah. Yogi Bear dressed like he was in a ska band.
Oh, my God.
He really did. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe. I've never heard anybody from a ska band actually talk.
Yeah. Well, they say, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, boo-boo.
Give me a beer. Whatever they say.
They mostly talk with their legs, people in ska bands.
Oh, yeah, they talk with their fingers.
And their suspenders.
They talk with their suspenders, yeah. Yes. A woman, 24, shot dead after using loaded gun for arousal in sex game gone wrong.
Arousal.
She was fucking herself with a loaded pistol.
Oh, Jesus. What? This is what you want to finish on? Oh, my God. Oh, what a terrible story.
No, it's a good story.
No, that's terrible.
No, she tried.
She fucking shot herself in the vagina. Oh,
she shot herself up in the vagina, on the vagina.
I know.
Okay. Well, good for her for trying.
Well, I mean, yeah, but safety first.
Well, she could have put the safety on.
Yeah, she could have. Maybe it... Oh, God. That's terrible.
Yeah, she... You know what? She was aroused. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess...
I don't know. Two levers
it
were...
It gives No, it gives a new meaning to the phrase, I was playing with it and it went off.
Two levers were reported under the influence of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
When the shooting took place in someplace in Florida... Not going to try to pronounce that.
Can I just say, nope, of course they were on drugs, because nobody has two glasses of wine and then fucks themselves with a gun.
Well.
I mean.
What kind of gun? That's what I want to know.
Maybe a musket.
Maybe we'll get into this. A woman was allegedly shot dead by her lover in a sex game gone wrong after the pair played with a loaded gun. Andrew, blah, 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 23, told the police that Paulino, 24, had been using the pistol for sexual gratification and arousal. Good for her. There's pictures of them here. She definitely doesn't look like she would be into gunplay.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't look that rough, to be honest.
I was thinking of a juggalette.
Right.
I was thinking of a juggalette that's been through it a couple times.
Yeah. That maybe that was the best picture they could find, but yeah, she,
not,
you know,
not a fitness model.
what does that mean? She's not fat. like that. That sounds like a roundabout way to say she's fat. She's not.
No,
fat.
She's not at all.
Like you're like not a fitness model. Like yeah, she doesn't have a six pack, but she's not fat.
She held up a sign that said "not a fitness model."
Oh, she was holding that?
No, not at all. No. I don't know why I said that. That was kind of shitty. But the last thing it says was the shooter also told the cops that the victim had taken fentanyl.
Oh, right.
So basically, don't nod out
and put a
fuck
gun.
Yourself with a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't fuck yourself with a gun. Just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't fuck yourself with Elliot's gun.
No.
Well, I mean, you can fuck yourself with Elliot's gun.
You could, but I won't be in the room.
He has to lay down.
Yeah, only if I'm on my back.
Like I said, if you like what you hear...
You want to hear more gun fucking stories.
If you want to hear more weird people stuff, go like and subscribe on iTunes. Leave a rating. Tell us how bad we are or how good we are. And I hope this makes your drive to work way better or gooder.
Yes. Or your drive to court.
Or your drive to court if it is Monday. I want to leave us on this.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning at 8 a.m. I drove by the Gaston County Courthouse.
Mm.
And the amount of shitbirds walking in there with a four size big, like the shirt was four sizes too big.
Right.
Tucked in to blue jeans. That just says I don't have a lawyer.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Don't wear jeans to court, you stupid fucks. And also, you can buy your own size and those I know everybody that was there went to Walmart and spent $14 on an outfit. You can get your size. Judges, look at that shit. Make yourself look good.
Yeah.
Elliot's dressed for court right now.
Sure am.
Again.
Yeah. Well, you know, what? I got to go to court in the morning. I don't want to wake up and put the clothes on.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I used to go to the first day of school.
Yeah. You'd sleep in the clothes?
Yeah. I'd sleep in my goddamn shoes.
It's just like Christmas. I'd always sleep in my shoes.
That's kind of sad. Well, I was in a car.
I didn't know when we'd have to leave.
We'd go to the next house to get the shit.
The other present.
Anyways, Elliot, thanks for coming here.
Oh, yeah.
And hanging out.
I'm glad to do it.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
I'm glad we could do it.
It was fun. It was so fun.
Yeah. Well, on that moral.
On that moral.
Moral of the game story.
Let's do a summary. What was the first thing we talked about?
We talked about our new location.
New location?
Yep. Game of Thrones.
Our remission?
Yep.
Game of Thrones?
The remission? You were saying recession.
Recession?
That's not the first time you fucked that up on the show.
Oh.
It's not.
They're both bad.
Yeah, they're both not great. Unless you have cancer, then remission's okay.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. Okay. Shit.
I'm sorry. We'll have a flow chart next time. Yeah. It's going to make a lot more sense.
We'll do bubble graphs again like we used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went there. We went to some fun stories.
Right.
We found out that if you pull your butt apart, your friends are probably going to be weirded out.
Right. They're not going to love it.
Which is not necessarily a thing all the time. Some friends are like, that's funny. All the good friends are like that.
Right.
And then we went to what after that?
Spell your partner's name.
Spell your partner's name.
Or pronounce, even if you can't spell it, pronounce it.
If you can't pronounce it or spell it, you still didn't get stabbed. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Grass
is always greener.
Grass is always greener. There's always a warm beer to drink.
And then we got
oh, yeah, don't fuck yourself with a gun.
Right.
Loaded.
I feel like that one might have stayed with everybody.
Yeah, that might have been there.
Yeah.
Freeman's Pub, thanks for letting us be here.
Yes.
Main Street, don't know the address.
No, we will have that.
I think it's...
don't try.
Nope.
You're going to try. There's no way.
I was going to make
oh,
one.
Oh, actually, I think it is 107.
That is not it, but 182 is right there.
Oh, okay, so I'm wrong.
You are very wrong.
I laughed at you for trying, and then I thought I had it.
No, that's not going to happen,
yeah,
sir.
Sorry. Anyway. So come to downtown Gastonia. Hey, you all have phones. Put Freeman's Pub into your phone. Yeah.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah, and then come down.
Bring your fucking gun pussies and come fuck something. Thanks for listening.